I'd like to call the March meeting of the WPCA to order. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Lathrop is absent. Commissioner Longton?
Here.
Commissioner Bladue?
Here.
Commissioner Maselli?
Here. 3 out of 5, we have a quorum. Are there any alterations to the agenda? Anyone have any alterations to the agenda they wish to make? Hearing none. Item
Mr. Chairman, would you like me to, when you guys make a motion to put those words, to add the 4 and the 5 in that verbiage, or?
Yes.
So under item L2, the verbiage where it says the number $1,465,000, in the verbiage it should read 1 million, add the word 4, take out strike 160, and add the word $5,000.
Thank you.
That's not a motion by me because I'm not.
Right. Yeah. Alteration to the agenda. Okay. Is there a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of February 5th?
I make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
But you know, I'm not even seeing these minutes. I had to go down the town hall today to get a copy.
They're online. They are online.
They're on their website.
So I have
if
to.
If you'd like, we'll put them in a future package.
That would be nice.
We can do
nice,
that.
You know.
We can do that.
Because I went down and looked to them today, and I'll second it. But like you said,
okay. We have a motion and we have a second.
I got one now. I went down and get one today.
All in favor? Aye. Motion carries. Item F, communications pertaining specifically to matters which concern the commission. Are there any communications?
None, sir.
Eric?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Mr. Mayor? Mm-hmm. Okay. Commissioners? Hearing none. Item G, are there any remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit? Second call, any remarks from the public? Third final call, any remarks from the public? Hearing none, item H, report from operations and administration divisions. First, Eric.
First of all, I'd like to welcome Ron McDaniel as our administrator. Down at the plant, we're lucky to have him. He has found and helped on a number of things already. Between the two of us, his experience, I think the WPCA is going to get stronger. I really, really believe that. So I want to welcome him aboard. I just want to get into operations. It's been a tough month. We're still recovering from the water and rain events from January. We've also had some variable loading in the plant, but I do believe we turned the corner last week, and we should see more improved process. We have the budgets for the fiscal year 2025 that begins July 1st, and the capital improvement plans that are proposed as well for fiscal year 2025, and as indicated on the agenda, we're trying to repurpose some money from the fiscal year 2024 capital improvement.
Any questions for the superintendent? Rick, you look like you were going to say something.
Kind of one of the things I've been wondering is, where is the cap where we're supposed to send things out to bid and not just pass? I've seen an awful lot of stuff go right out to contractors without bidding. I thought it was $10,000.
Over $10,000, it needs to go out to sealed bid.
And I haven't seen that really been happening.
Well, there's been a couple of things where we took advantage of our ability to use pre-vetted contractors for our emergency situations. And in fact, last month, there were two of those on the agenda, and we nixed one of them to send it out for a bid. For that reason, it was not an emergency, it was urgent, but not an emergency. So
$22,000 went to the water. The water survey wasn't. That's not an emergency.
That's the one that
$33,000 we put for the fixing the manhole was not bid.
It's in the capital
sections.
Improvement.
What about the next sections for
it's
the
in
rest
the capital
of the
improvement
line?
Plan?
Is that gonna
that money was already approved in the capital improvement plan?
Then why did we send that other part of it out to be bid, but not that?
Because that was not in the in the plan.
So under the purchasing policy, Commissioner, if we use a pre-vetted consortium like the DAS state website, mm-hmm. or Capital Region of Governments, there are a couple more that escape me off the top of my head. But if those are pre-vetted contractors, by ordinance, approval by the town council with their purchasing policy, we don't have to go out to sealed bid for those items. If it's under $10,000, we have to get three prices. If it's under $5,000, we could get it verbally. If it's between five and ten, we have to get three written bids, or take copious notes on getting a verbal bid from somebody. Over $10,000, particularly if it's using any kind of state or federal money, meets a whole bunch of different requirements that we have to do. There's three projects that we have ongoing right now that are falling under that category.
Well, we haven't finished the Rand Whitney line yet. Is the rest of that going to go to bid?
We'll discuss that when we actually have it. We're sitting down with Rand Whitney next week, and hopefully we'll finalize a plan for that and see where we're at with that.
Yeah, I just feel sometimes that you really don't know if you're getting a good deal if you don't have a few bids. You know, when you
that's a strange one because of the relationship with Rand Whitney and PNAS, and the fact that they actually, although we're footing the bill now, it's actually their bill long term. So they get kind of, we've allowed them in the past to have kind of a unique position in saying who that contractor may be. But it will still come to the commission for approval of who that contractor would be.
So you're telling me that Rand Whitney basically gets to pick the contractor that doesn't work?
No, the commission does, but they have a strong say in it because they're footing the bill. They're ultimately paying the bill.
Yeah, in about how many years?
A long time.
Yeah.
They did make the first payment, though.
They did.
We don't want to steal your thunder here with your
yeah,
part
we
of
did.
Report.
We did get the first check for $200,000. Actually, we're meeting with Rand Whitney this Thursday morning.
This Thursday morning.
We are not going to go further until the approved phase one, phase two are completed. We have the necessary engineering documents to share with the commission and the proposal for any phase three. And that phase three, we're not doing anything on until the commission approves. So so we'll keep the commission obviously posted.
Was that $200,000 from the emergency thing we approved last year?
No, that $200,000 was Rand Whitney's payment to us for their portion. They pay us $200,000 a year towards the bill. Okay. Ultimately, they cover the entire thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a $2 million bill. It's going to take them at least 10 years. Right? Yeah. It's going to be probably more than that, so it's going to take them more than that to pay.
So, yeah.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, the $22,000 we gave to the engineers for the water study didn't have to go to bid?
All the dogs aren't running.
Gloria, can you turn the microphones off? Because we can all hear.
Record, unfortunately. But
is this microphone on?
But I was doing it before that was on, too.
Oh, it was? Okay.
We had a meeting last week, and it was doing it, and these were all off, and there was just that one and another one.
I think the mayor needs to get Mr. O'Neill on top of that.
Well, this is the product. I shouldn't say product. We have been trying, and they did adjust them to increase the audio for the audience, and this could be a direct result.
Feedback.
All right. So to respond to your question, Commissioner, that contractor is already our engineer of record. So that is just part of our ongoing engineering contract with that firm.
So we basically, that contractor is the town's contractor, and
the WPCA is they're not the town's
contractor too. And I was just kind of wanting to see how actually it works.
Believe me, I can tell you that Derek keeps them honest, as honest as he can.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what the actual process was, because you know, like I said, I've heard the $10,000 mark, and I was going, "Geez,
which is really ridiculously low in this day and age." But that's a charter change.
Anything else?
That's good.
Okay. All right. We've heard from the superintendent, Mr. Administrator.
I think Derek has covered everything pretty much in his written report to you. I would just say that we really have three major ongoing projects right now. Obviously, we have the Rand-Whitney line that needs to be completed. We have the distribution box rebuild, repair at the plant that needs to be taken care of, and that part of that is on the agenda this evening. And the Stony Brook Bridge Rehabilitation Project, which is went out to bid today. It was published in the paper today. The D-Box one should go in late this week or early next week. That'll be out to bid.
Questions for the administrator?
How do you like the job so far?
I have to tell you that it was not the best week last week.
So we had the
a line break down down at the Kittimog Mashpee intersection, as you guys know. Then we had an issue at the plant. So, you know, somebody said, how was your day today? And I said, well, imagine what it's like when your toilet backs up in your basement. Like, oh yeah, that's awful. I said, well, imagine when the whole town backs up in your basement. So, yeah, it didn't smell nice down there for a while, but it's all good now. Guys did a great job cleaning everything up. Guys did a fantastic job finding and investigating that leak and getting on it immediately. I mean, they were within, I'd say, 6 hours. They probably had everything between the time they discovered exactly where it was and the time it was buttoned up and put to bed.
Did they just put a patch in the pipe?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a picture of the broken piece of the pipe if you want to see it later.
No.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, any comments?
What's that? I have a comment. I dropped the ball. The only job you ever give me so far, and I thought it on the job description to get them to the town attorney for review so I can forward them to the park. I did not do that. Just today, they were forwarded to the town attorney, so I'm a little late, and I promise you I'll move along. So just some minor changes we made to both job descriptions and for February.
Okay. Any idea how long that'll take?
Well, you figure the talk is the end of this month. We talk to the town council at the end of beginning of the next month. So it'll be a couple months before I come back to you.
Okay. Questions for the mayor? Report from engineers.
Eric. Yes, I'd like to welcome Thurlin Montgomery from the Wright Pierce engineers, who's the WPCA engineers, and he's here to speak to us about two things, primarily here to discuss the aerobic digester option for the plant to reduce waste solids, because it's recognized as the second leading cost of all operations at the facility. We had previously discussed the potential for making an anaerobic digester, and with that discussion and the engineering went with it, it wasn't a viable economic option. So we do have some data to support a very successful operation of a aerobic digester. One of the things Thurlin can share with us is there's a potential, we need to review this, but monies from grants at the state level to pursue this. The state is always interested in reducing carbon footprint and also reducing sludge due to these forever chemicals, PFAS. So it behooves them to support any operations at facilities that could reduce the waste solids volume. And then anything you'd like to share on the Stony Creek Bridge project, the bid. But, yeah, please. So, again, Thurlin Montgomery, Wright Pierce, project manager. Many of you have met him before. He's been here several times.
So, yes, Thurlin Montgomery, Wright Pierce. Gary pretty much summed it up on the aerobic digester. So we did on the aerobic digester, we did a preliminary evaluation many months ago just to get a sense for how much that you could save in terms of sludge reduction. So we did a preliminary evaluation and we came up between 20% to 40% in terms of reducing the amount of sludge in the facility. We didn't really go any further than that. I know Derek has got some information from during a time when we were doing the SBR upgrades for the new diffusers. We were able to do a little bit of experimenting using one of the SBRs as a temporary aerobic digester. So we got some good results from that as well. So we got a pretty good reduction in sludge volume. So it is a potential. It seems appears to be a viable option for something that could reduce the cost of the facility. Stony Brook Bridge is actually, we went out to bid on Friday. So we went live on Friday. We did get the ad. I think we got the ad in the local papers in the London Day.
Published today. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. So it's live. I will be tracking. We also got it on the DIS website, I believe. So that's great. So it's live. The bid opening is April 9th. So that gives us over 30 days. Typically, we'd like to have 30 days for a project to go out to bid. We are keeping track of the contractors who are purchasing the bid documents. So I'll update Ron and Derek. Maybe every week I'll give you an update in terms of who's purchased the bid documents. We also have a list of potential contractors who could be doing this work, so we'll make some phone calls and just let them know, make them aware that the project is live. So hopefully on April 9th we'll have a good set of bid documents and we'll read the bids and we'll make a decision shortly thereafter.
I have a question with regards to the aerobic digester. What is the effect on the solids that are reduced in that process with the forever chemicals? Where do they go?
That's a good question.
Yeah. As far as the goal on our end is really a reduction in solids. So if you digest the sludge in both the anaerobic or aerobic situation, in our experiment, we reduced it 42%. It was crazy. I'm not a big fan of aerobic digestion. I didn't think it was going to work that well. But it reduces the solids by 20 to 40%. And basically, it off-gasses. It converts it to carbon dioxide and water vapor. And then you're left with a very much improved, thicker solid. Instead of typically 1%, it's closer to 2%. And then you can still dewater it on our gravity belt thickener to get to about 5%. And we still send it up to the incinerator in Hartford. The problem with the forever chemicals, and Thurlin and I have talked about this extensively, is they have to burn them at a much higher temperature to get rid of those PFAS chemicals. And that's what I think is down the road a bit, where the state's going to say, hey, it's not environmentally friendly to burn these sludge hulls at this high of a temperature. So I believe we could get in there and say, hey, we have this option now to reduce our solids. And then they have to burn away those forever chemicals.
Who burns them away?
It's up in Hartford at the Metropolitan district commission. It's a like a multi-community sewer and water district, and they have an incinerator that we send our sludge to, and they burn it.
Right.
I don't know that there would be an impact of reducing those PFAS substances with an aerobic digester. I don't know that can answer that. I'm going to say no, but obviously they're still working on the regulations, and then not only impacts the wastewater side, but it impacts the water side. So they're trying to do things on the water side to take those PFAS elements out of the drinking water to help reduce, eventually help reduce what's going into the waste treatment plants.
Right. Don't yes. introduce them, you don't have to take them out.
Right.
So the any of the forever chemicals that entered the digester would leave with the solids that we ship?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay, so they wouldn't build up at the plant?
No, they would be removed with the sludge, actually concentrated within the sludge.
More concentrated,
but they'd be going to the incinerator.
Yes.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
And then we have one other project you're working on, the potential project for the D-box, distribution boxes at the plant, and that's still in the preliminary steps. But as a intermediary response, a remedial response, was to apply a spray-on concrete resin-like material to allow these tanks to stand for a couple more years before replacement, and we got one initial bid, but we're waiting to formally advertise it.
It's a type of polyurethane coating. What it gives you, kind of two approaches here, but I understand that there's some planned upgrades for these D-boxes in the near future. So I think what we're trying to do here is just give these boxes a little bit of life so that we can get them, you know, at least 3 years. It most likely would be quite a bit longer, but give them time so that we're not trying to do a permanent fix necessarily here, but spray on polyurethane coating, provide protection, provide some structural integrity to the box, the concrete box, but provide some protection from corrosion in the future. So it's through the corrosion inhibiting process or the product. I think Derek has used this product in some manuals in the past with success.
Okay, so this would be something done in addition to what we've talked about before with the D-boxes?
It would be the first step to get us. They can guarantee it for a couple years, but the engineers I spoke to, is they expect to, you know, 5 to 7 years. That allows us to save up money to actually have that original replacement procedure done.
Okay,
so that'll be like $3 million.
Two questions. Number one, who is they? And number two, will this be an additional cost that we'll need to send out for bid, or will it be rolled into the D-box?
Well, there's two responses, remedial responses to the D-boxes. We have a breakdown of the concrete and breakdown of the rebar due to the hydrogen sulfide gas. and we had an engineering study done by Wooder and Curran, and their engineering study showed that the boxes are failing and that it would be, they engineered a setup so that we could replace both boxes with one box, and that construction would cost approximately $3 million. That, in lieu of the recent developments with Rand Whitney and the funding that we had to supply for the discharge pipe and the recycle pipe, we, at that point, or I did, I kind of took a step back and said, hey, we're really draining the coffers here. Maybe we can have some type of in-between step, and that would be the coating of these tanks to give us some time to save up some more money.
So this in-between step would be an additional cost?
It would be an additional cost.
Okay, and does it meet the threshold to go to bid or not?
Oh, this will definitely, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the bid documents are just about done.
Okay.
picture rhino lining it, basically.
Yes,
like a super. I thought you were talking about an epoxy in them.
It's kind of like an epoxy.
It's just like, you know, kind of like a spray-on bedliner type, but a little more complicated and a little more rugged. But it'll buy us some time to, you know, maybe chase some federal money or some state money. We've been looking at some EDA grants for other projects. And
so these are the D boxes. These are the D boxes that we discussed already that we're supposed to be already be sending out the bid for the $300,000-some.
$3 million.
Three what?
Million.
That's the change them. But the fix was like $300,000 or something, I believe it was. We were sending out the bid for the temporary fix.
The temporary fix is, actually, the temporary fix estimate was about $300,000. We'll have a better understanding of the cost once the bids are received.
Okay. Anything else? Frank?
No, I'm good.
Thank you, guys. Item K, old business. We have none.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Thurlin.
Item L, new business. We need to work on the sewer budget and the capital improvement funds. Frank, would you read the motion, please?
The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to approve the repurposing capital improvement plan for sewer funds for fiscal year 2023-2024 in the amount of $440,000 to cover costs associated with the emergency Stony Creek utility bridge repairs.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion.
I can provide some background.
Would you please?
Yes, we have the Stony Creek bridge is on the side of it is a utility support. We have two sewer pipes and one water pipe. And we found upon examination that the snow melt salt had corroded the support to a point where that support for those pipes is failing. So that became a priority. So we examined the Capital Improvement 2024 budget, and we started going through those less priority items that could be pushed off for a year or two, and then taking that money and redirecting it towards the priority item, and that is the repair of that utility bridge.
Now, Mike, as I recall, in the capital improvement funds that are included with the package, the items with the little circle next to it are the ones that are being repurposed.
So in the under the sewer collection system, pump stations, it would be the last line item, cross-country, pavement, Chesterfield, Neighboring One. And then there's a water pollution control facility rehab. There's the sludge removal.
$75,000.
And the valving.
$20,000.
And the SCADA improvement.
$20,000.
And pavement.
$100,000.
And tapping of the sidewalls on SBR4.
$75,000. And that totals up to the 440?
That totals to 440.
All right, so these items would end up being postponed to a later time?
And upon actual approval from the commission and another capital improvement.
Okay. Any questions?
Now, this is going out to bid now?
Yes. It went live Friday, and it was advertised in the paper on Sunday.
I think when we talked about this last time, Kevin brought up that since we had to redo the lines, if there was anything that we looked at that in the future we might need to do with the lines. You remember what he was talking about?
I think we mentioned something about see if there was any room for any expansion.
Yeah, if we need, if it's something that we might potentially need in the future, if we could wrap it up into this.
Oh, in as far as the bridge, this particular project.
Yeah.
I believe what I did when I went back was the existing piping through that area is of appropriate size. We didn't feel that there was a need to really expand the diameter of the pipe or add additional pipes there at this time.
Okay.
And I think he mentioned something about if needed, they might be the cantilever off the side of the bridge if they had to take and add another line down the road. There was that possibility they might be able to do something.
It should be possible, yeah.
And my understanding is that the items that are out for bid, once they're completed, if expansion was necessary, the improvements, the fixes that we're doing will support.
Yeah. We've talked about this a few times.
Yep. So basically, what they are asking for is to repurpose these monies into a future capital improvement plan to help to cover the costs of the repairs that need to be done. My understanding is that you really don't know yet if that's the right number or it's going to cost, but you know that this amount here can go to cover at least a significant portion of it.
Yes.
It's going to be more than 440.
Yeah.
Until you get the bid back, so you're really not going to know what it's
right. So we're just basically freeing up some funds to go towards this cost. And once we know what the actual costs are going to be, then we can take it from there.
Exactly.
Shortly after the next meeting. We'll
any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Lofton?
Favor.
Commissioner Sully?
Favor.
Commissioner Gladue?
Favor.
Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. We need a motion to talk about the... capital improvement plan, which word is here? 1,000,446. Okay, Rick, would you please read motion number 2?
Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to approve the capital improvement plan for sewer for fiscal year 2024-2025 in the amount of $1,465,000. Motion to discuss.
Okay. Is there a second, Frank?
Second.
Okay, discussion. This is what we just talked about, right?
Well, this is actually the proposed capital improvement for sewer and water for this coming fiscal year, for sewer, for $405,000.
For the collection system.
For the collection system and $1,060,000 for the water pollution control facility. So there's some projects that don't cost anything because we'd already, for the cross country clearing, we'd already put money in the budget for that. We're going to continue on in this fiscal year to complete that. The Stony Creek, at this point, I don't have any money. I can't put any money in the proposed capital improvement because I don't actually know what that's going to cost. That will be something the commission will have to approve. A typical year, we have, manhole repairs. The VFD is for Avery 2 Pump Station, is a variable frequency drive. That's allows the pump to essentially become smart. It allows for slow and continuous pumping. It prolongs the life of the pump and reduces the overall electrical charge costs for that facility. We request a second SUV for the administrator and superintendent to use and stay at the plant. The other SUV is wired for the water reeds and is often used currying our support staff, the accountant, and our clerk to and from the town hall. And then we have actual money being requested for a cross-country project, Woodland Drive and Skyland Drive. And that's just part of the overall clearing that's associated with the CMOM activity for the collection system. And then we picked a priority for pavement, Chesterfield and Avery 1 pump station. Moving into the water pollution control facility, the influent channels are in rough shape. They need some type of you know, that epoxy spray-on material that's similar to what we proposed for the D-boxes that will give, those influent channels a chance to continue on into the future and direct influent flow into the plant. The D-boxes are out to soon to be out to bid. We cannot define that cost as of yet, but we will put that before the commission once we know those costs. We've asked for a lift personnel cage, a basket for the that allows the guys to be lifted up to change light bulbs and in a safe manner. The influence screen is off balance, and it's off kilter, so we have to have repaired. And unfortunately, it's a very big piece of equipment. There's a significant amount of rigging involved to repair that, and it's just over time. The screening device is what removes the rags as the wastewater is coming in the plant. And then we're moving on to the blowers. WAS is waste-activated sludge. That's the sludge that we pull off the tanks. Essentially, we call it sludge or activated sludge, but it really means microorganisms. And then TWAS is the thickened waste-activated sludge. And we apply air to them, that material, so that it doesn't become septic and stink. And emit hydrogen sulfide, which can become explosive and is dangerous. So we need these blowers to be improved, and that's why we are asking for that money. And then just a small valve in the, between the two halves of the chlorine contact chamber.
Okay, I've got a question too. For the Stony Creek bridge pipe support repair, you said $450,000, zero because you don't know the actual cost, repurposed fiscal year 2024 capital improvement plan, which we just approved, but we approved $440,000, you have $450,000 here.
I think that was what we had in there before as a placeholder. We just didn't know the number, but we couldn't repurpose all $450,000. We only could find $440,000.
Okay, so that's just a placeholder, and what's going to be in this particular plan at this point in time is zero, because we don't know what it will actually be.
Right, there will be no monies yet recognized for this capital improvement, because we don't really know. So we have to come back to the commission.
And essentially, because the bid is April 9th, we're encumbering the money this year under this capital plan, so whatever shortfall we have, will have to come to the commission to take out of reserve.
Okay. And the clearing for inflow determination, $125,000. You said there, repurpose fiscal year 2024 capital improvement. We didn't do that.
Yeah, that my apologies. That's a mistake.
Okay, so just take that out for now?
Yep.
Okay. That's my questions. You guys got questions?
I'm good.
You guys really think there's going to be enough? You know, like the way the expenses are going up?
We're dubiously hopeful. We're crossing our fingers and
yeah.
You know, it's
you'll have to come back to us.
Not a lot of people out there are doing a lot of this work either. So no. We're limited by the amount of contractors that'll even bid some of this stuff.
Okay. Anything else?
Our best plan at this point.
All right. Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. Motion carries. Thank you. Frank, will you read the motion for number three?
The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to approve the budget for sewer for fiscal year 2024-2025 in the amount of $6,897,203.
Okay. We have a motion. I need a second.
Second.
Discussion.
I just want to remind the commission the WPCA operates under a generally accepted accounting principles enterprise fund. So it's a business-like account. It's quite unique for municipal setting. We run it like a business. We try to really minimize costs and really try to maximize revenue. Our sewer rates right now are about half the national average. We're quite fortunate that a third of our flow coming into the plants from Rand Whitney. Our bill average, I think, for the last 2 months has been about $165,000 in just billing for sewer from them. And Rand Whitney, Matua, or the casino, is now up to their previous pre-COVID rate of sewer contribution. So they're about $65,000 a month. And so we take the ratepayers' money, and including the town folk, Rand Whitney, the casino, then we have, you know, as indicated on the budget sheets, things like permits and septic receiving has been a gold mine for us. So we try to maximize that money, and so that we can turn around and put it all back into the facility or the collection system. The control here is the revenue. So we're really trying to match our costs to what we expect for the revenue. And that is the $6.9 million. In the enterprise fund, it's a business-like account with a net zero goal. That is, your revenues equal your costs. We historically, at least for the last 5 years, we've exceeded, revenues have exceeded costs. So we have been contributing to the reserve fund, and we hope to continue to do that.
Questions?
How much is in the reserve fund?
I would say $7 to $8 million.
Yeah, we were just talking about moving some around, so yeah, it's all over the place too. We haven't, because we don't want it all in one bank.
Do you think that maybe some of that might be used for the Stony Brook Bridge?
That's where we'll have to get it from. Yeah,
but
we'll come back to you for that.
And the commission will approve that, you know, obviously. But we are quite blessed. You look across the landscape of Connecticut, there's a lot of people hurting, a lot of utilities. So we're very blessed there.
We're healthy.
So we have a fund of $7 million that we can just use for anything in regards to water and sewer.
Right. They have to keep them separate. So anything that's in the reserve for the sewer, we use for sewer. The generally accepted accounting principles has a very low threshold for savings account. They only recommend 90 days of O&M, which is outrageous for sewer. You know, it's like, what are you, nuts? But I would never recommend that. 7 million is a quite the healthy reserve.
We're also in a unique position with that agreement with Rand Whitney that we have to fund their operation, basically be their bank for God knows how many years. So if we didn't have that cushion, we would have had to bond that money and do that over time. Of course, there would be a delay doing that and everything else, and we wouldn't be able to meet our contractual obligations to them, which I'm sure they would have pounced on us pretty good for. But we were lucky enough to have the reserves to be able to do the right thing very, very quickly.
Do you estimate that we'll increase that this year, or we're going to spend a lot of that money, or?
Oh, we won't spend the $7 million. I very seriously doubt that. The administrator brings up a good point as he's examining that reserve fund
for Rand Whitney instead of bonding it.
He's looking actually into investments. You know, how can that money be best served the ratepayers? So Ron is looking, you know, at every dollar. You know, there's some pretty interest rates.
There's some pretty good 4 or 5% out there that we can get.
You can get 5% all day long out there right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We have to be careful what we can invest in, what we can't invest in too. So we're looking at stiff accounts, which is state treasurer fund accounts. Again, we don't want to have all of our apples in one basket because it's only insured up to certain levels. And, you know, we have some at Charter Oak, we have some at Chelsea Groton, we have some at Citizens. So we're looking at Dime right now as well.
And they're all in. You're probably not getting very much interest from those banks, though, are you?
We're doing okay.
Are you?
Yeah, some of them. I mean, you know, we roll some CDs here and there.
Yeah, they have some short CDs.
So, you know, but we have to maintain some level of liquidity. So, you know, we try to stagger them. So the plan is if we can stagger them, so there's always something coming due, then we don't, you know, box ourselves into a corner. But we're waiting for the new treasurer to come on board so that we can discuss overall investment strategy with that person.
The treasurers are paying pretty good right now.
That's Monday.
The other things. But everything is, you can get 5% pretty much pretty easy right now.
Like, for instance, by leaving... We have to leave $1,750,000 in Chelsea Groton's mm-hmm. account to get free checking fees or free fees from them.
Right.
Their fees on a big month could be like $1,200 a month. But I could make $5,000 a month someplace else. I'd rather pay the fees over here and make the $5,000 over here. So we're taking a look at all that.
Yeah. A lot of times I do the same thing. You take it instead of having one big CD or something, you get a ladder. And like
right.
I said, you stagger them so that something's always coming due, so there's always some money, funds there.
You might get a little less, but you maintain that liquidity.
Right. Yeah. That usually works pretty good.
I had a couple of questions, just not that I think anything is bad. I just wondered what the difference was between the 2023-2024 and the 2024-2025, because it was a large percentage of a change. For example, under miscellaneous chemicals, you went from $2,000 last year down to zero this year. What's that about?
The miscellaneous chemicals are related to, you know, it could be defoamers listed and nutrients are listed. It would be chemicals outside of like a biocide. You know, like if you had some type of something you had to kill inside the tanks that was unique, you know, microscopic review of the tank showed some kind of problem. And I forget exactly what that $2,000 was for that year, but we had to buy something very unusual and it worked. But we haven't, you know, had, you know, something of that nature. It's typically... chlorine, which is a sodium hypochlorite nutrients, we add a phosphorus and a nitrogen, the polymer and the defoamer, we haven't really had any biocide or miscellaneous chemicals like that.
Okay. Under nutrients, you went from 2,000 to 6,000, that's triple.
Yes, that's related to the amount of carbon that comes in the door. So the strength of the wastewater has definitely increased. The amount of, when we say strength, it means, not to get too, you know, over the top here, but basically you have a certain amount of carbon. So just like a fertilizer you put on your lawn, it's nitrogen, phosphorus, or NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
There's,
yeah, that's, you know, or the, yeah, the garden. If you start up for like a lawn, it'll be 10, 10, 10. Ours, the nutrients are carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus. And you have to have 100 parts carbon to 5 parts nitrogen to 1 part phosphorus. And we have to buy, when we have too much carbon and we don't have enough nutrients, the nitrogen and the phosphorus, we have to buy it. And it keeps the right kind of bugs in the tanks, in short order.
So we've been having some problems with process because of the loading that we've been getting. Mm-hmm. And the infiltration from all the rain that we've received.
It's going to rain again the next few days.
Yeah, I know. We've got 3 inches coming. So for the staff and to maintain the proper levels, Derek recognized that we needed to increase that line.
Yeah, lots of other changes. None of them stick out at me. Just a few that I wondered what generated them.
We've been fortunate, you know, the budget is about looking in the rearview mirror, you know, primarily. The plant, you know, is pretty steady. I was telling Ron, it's like driving a barge. You know, you want to kind of ease, you know, things very slowly. There really shouldn't be any really extremes in the budget. You know, it's just unfortunate. I think the extremes are in the capital, you know, the infrastructure.
Did have one... it's sludge removal went up 100,000. Will that change if we have an aerobic digester? That'll change, right?
It'll change. This is going to be incredible. This, if we get an aerobic digester going, you'll see that reduced by at least 20%. You know, we when we did our experiment for 6 weeks, it dropped to 42%. One of the reasons we're getting more, we require more money to remove sludge, is because we have more carbon coming in. For every pound of
primarily from Van Whitney.
Primarily from Van Whitney. So for every pound you have coming in, you have about half a pound that has to go out as sludge. Mm-hmm. And so the sludge that we generate, again, it's just living organisms. Most of it, it's about 90% of it is organisms, and we get so much carbon, the bugs go crazy, and they reproduce so rapidly, you have to pull them out of the tanks, or you'll have way too many bugs and not enough food. It's a balance. And
they die, right?
Yeah, they'll die. I mean, to a certain extent, with the aerobic digester, they're cannibals. You're making them eat themselves. So that's the goal of the aerobic digestion, is to have the bugs eat themselves. But you can't have that in your process tanks. That would be...
Have you spoken to Rand Whitney specifically about the carbon increase?
We're talking to him this Thursday, amongst a few things, but that's one of them.
A myriad of subjects. Plus, we added some money... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you think they changed the processes up there?
Something's going on. Something's going on. And we're very fortunate. We had a recent hire who worked at Rand Whitney. And he's given us a few heads up a couple times. But, yeah, something's going on.
Yeah, he gave us an inside the locker room view. But we also made sure that we were looking at our transportation and disposal costs of that sludge, too, because we don't quite know where that may go as well. Luckily, we're secured with MDC right now for the foreseeable future.
They like us. We pay our bills, and they like our sludge. So
it's not a lot of places to take it.
Any questions?
No, I'm good.
Roll call vote.
Mr.
Favor.
Mr. Selleck.
Favor.
Favor.
Okay, item M, reports and referrals from planning and zoning. That's me. The planning and zoning meeting was canceled, so I have no report.
May I add a comment?
Yes.
Okay, we talked to 245 Route 32, the gentleman, John, the developer there.
Yanu.
And we've come one step closer to Oxbox Lofts, closing those. That will be a significant permit fee, connection fee. And we have talked to the car wash across the street, the mobile across from Pink Row. We've had some just individual houses come in.
Yeah, we're expecting 256 Maple Avenue, the Corner's Edge restaurant, to come online too, and there's some delinquent sewer bills there that need to get corrected. And then Radowski's has been offline for a while. They're expected to come back online too.
That's going to be bakery. Giuliano's Bakery?
Yeah.
Cool. Excited about that.
A lot of people are.
Then the Corner's Edge too. People are excited about that.
They're nostalgic, though. They think it's going to be those giant grinders from back in the day. And I think they're going to be
I don't think so.
Now, there is another project I see going on up there on 32, right behind the water tank. They've been up there surveying test holes. WBCA has actually marked out the street for where the lines are at, which would be right across the street from the new museum they just built there. On 32 for the vegans.
That's got to be the, I forget their names now, the doctor and the lawyer there. They were going to put apartments in there, and they were going to put affordable apartments in there, and the tribe got up in arms about it.
Well, they were just been up there surveying last week or
supposedly
so.
Supposedly they're not looking for anybody's money now, so they're going to just do what they're going to do. Well,
so that's going to go through, so that's going to be some... money coming in for all that stuff. Has anybody talked? Have they talked to anybody yet, or
not that I have?
No, not since the old days.
No. Yeah, there has not been a plan that I've seen. So,
Courage. Okay.
Well, it sounds like that would be a pretty big.
They're pretty reasonable people, though. I mean, as far as fly by night developers that come and go, these guys are the real deal. Correct.
We need to move along because. Frank's got to leave at 10 after. We have some budgets we still need to do. Okay, so we'll go to part two, the Water Commission report from engineers.
None.
Can you just summarize it?
The only thing I would add is that the engineers are looking into the rate survey. And at this point, they are doing the survey of other communities' water supply and getting a preliminary assessment. I should have something next week, and okay. I'll share that with the commission.
All right. Rick, would you read the motion for number one, please? Oh, excuse me. Old business, we have none. Under new business, Rick, would you please read the motion?
Consider and act on the FY 2025 Water CIP.
Capital Improvement
Plan? Capital Improvement Plan.
Mm-hmm.
The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to approve the Capital Improvement Plan for the water supply for fiscal year 2024-25 in the amount of $300,000.
Okay.
As included in the proposed water budget.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second, Frank?
Second.
Discussion.
Is the capital improvement for the...
Capital improvement for water.
Water. Here we go. The we were going to add a meter on Peter Road to... Groton Utilities has a meter... on, opposite of us across the river in Ludyard, and this would be our meter in the road to confirm the water flow, water supply coming into the town. And then
that's the new one that they put in, right?
Yep.
So you want to put another one in?
Yeah, Broad Utility put in a new meter.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So you want to put another meter to verify what their meter says?
Yeah, just as a check. And it does give us, Kevin and John, particularly with, the fires and everything, they know, they see a pressure drop, they see a, usage shoot up, and these guys are watching remotely on their smartphones, and this just gives them another tool, if something's, suddenly a ton of water's coming into town, well above the norm, they can put controls, and that's what the SCADA is. They can make this meter smart so that when it, thresholds are crossed, either too low or too high, they'll know something's, going on, like there's a fire or, or a significant break. And then another meter on Depot Road. This is a meter that we want to put in to give us another checkpoint in the water supply system. If there's a break, it would announce itself very rapidly. So that we have these points along the water supply system. So if something goes wrong, we know immediately that there's a pressure drop or there's a sudden overusage or oversupply through that pipe. And then there's the examination and the upgrades of the variable frequency drives at Roslyn Hill. The Roslyn Hill pump station is that associated with the retirement community. We only generally give them water in the summer. And the, this would allow us to have, a better smart application to those pumps.
Any questions?
How are we doing on the water tank?
On the
water tank itself. I haven't seen much going on up there.
We have a water tank ribbon cutting on the 13th. You're welcome.
See that.
You're welcome to attend. Right now, we have a meeting on Wednesday to go over where we stand. There should be the line items for this upcoming meeting are culpeper dig should have been marked out. The trenching should have been identified to bring power up to the facility. The type of generator, either 40... kilowatt
or
60 kilowatt should be defined, and then construction starts relatively soon in March. So
I did notice that they marked out looks like the line for the your underground for your utilities, three phase you're going to run over there. Looks like you're going to have to move all those big rocks that's actually guarding the support for the tower. That's, yeah.
All right, I'm going to be up there Wednesday morning. Raul, who is the case officer for the grant from the Department of Public Health, he's going to be up there as well. I'll take a look at that.
I mean, it's, I think they put them in place to guard their support right there.
Do you think that's ledge or rocks?
That's rocks. Oh. They put them there to guard anybody from hitting the support.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are going to, looks like you're going to have to pull them all out of there before you start digging. So I did notice that.
You can check on that one, won't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we'll definitely check. Thank you.
Anything else?
That's it then.
Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
Favor. Okay. Thank you. And Frank, would you read the motion?
Yep. Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to approve the budget for the water supply for fiscal year 2024-2025 in the amount of $2,015,075.
Okay, we have a motion. Rick, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion.
This is the superintendent. You know, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's like the sewer account, the WPCA water supply is a enterprise fund, a ratepayer supported proprietary fund that acts like a business account with a net zero goal. The water supply account is much leaner than the sewer account is. Obviously, there are 10 times as many rate payers for sewer than water, thus the lower amount of revenue that drives the account for this upcoming fiscal year. But I do think the budget is appropriate. We are blessed that we found that water leak last year when we did. Had we not had a water tower proposed and to be constructed, our rates would be pretty close to being okay. But we do have to support an amortization, a 20-year amortization of the contract with the Department of Public Health for this new water tower. We're going to get 50% grant. There's some rumors to the effect that we're going to get additional monies, but we're going to, once we get the ratepayer study, the rate increase study, we'll share that with the commission.
Questions?
I'm good.
Okay. Just a couple things that I have. Once again, just for information, I see several items on here that had zero allocated last year with monies this year. Superintendent, water chief operator, administrator, obviously brand new, office personnel.
So what we have done, Mr. Chairman, was to allocate some of the water expenses from the sewer side to the water side to account for the fact of the time that we're spending. You know, we're doing dual duties between the two funds. So
that'll
about,
be the
10.7%.
All right, so that'll be the same for all these items that were zero to a number?
Correct.
That makes sense. Okay. Then I'm good. Thank you. I have no questions. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Lofton?
Favor.
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 Motion carries. Thank you very much. Any remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit? Remarks from the public. Third and final call. Remarks from the public. Hearing none. Item E. Remarks from commissioner members. Rick.
I'd like to welcome Ron on board. And looks like he's off to a good start.
I'm good.
I'd also like to welcome Ron. Thank you very much. I think we've got a stellar team with these two. Good meeting, guys. In and out of here. And yeah, Frank gets to leave on time if we've accomplished everything. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. All in favor? We are adjourned at 7:08.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.